This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Jenny Baxter from Christian Woman Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
What do you have for us today?
Well, today I've got this book. It's a novel by a lady called Roseanne Hawke. It's called The Last Virgin in Year 10.
Okay.
My goodness.
What were you going to say?
That's quite a
young age.
Out there kind of title as well, yeah.
I think it's a pick-up sort of title, isn't it?
Mm.
Roseanne Hawke is actually a Christian who has released novels into the secular market for teenagers for quite some time now. And this is the first one where she's actually tackled things from a very obvious Christian perspective. She was telling me actually that even though she's never really done specific Christian stuff before, since she's released this book, she's actually found it a lot more difficult to get published. So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, wow.
Probably up to us as consumers to start wanting and demanding more books like this. Anyway, she explores the big issues for teenagers with sensitivity and wise insight and wraps it all up in this great story of sort of a coming-of-age story. Year 10 girl Kaz learns that being popular is not as important as having integrity, compassion and a sense of self-worth. So it's pretty deep, but I think Roseanne wraps it up in a really good story, which is great.
So it's fictional?
Yeah, it is fictional.
I'm
absolutely.
With you.
And it's about Kaz trying to make a big effort to fit in with the popular girls, but she's handicapped a bit by the fact that her family are churchgoers, which isn't cool, and also that she's got a crush on Byron, who's a senior. So she has to make some big decisions, I think, during the time of the book.
Should mum and dad read this before daughter?
Well, I think probably mum and dad would get an idea of what kids face at high school if they were to read this. But I reckon they could just hand it over to their kids with confidence, because Roseanne's a lovely lady, and well, not just that, she's a committed Christian and she comes forward with really great values in her books. So I think that it's a pretty safe book for kids to read.
Is Byron a good boy or a naughty boy?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
Read the book to find out.
No worries. Thanks, Jenny.
That's all right. No worries, Aaron. Bye.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.